caroling was lots of fun. We went to the nursing home to see Miss Richard.
And Miss Gossip, and Miss Griffin, and Miss Lancaster.
And all over Taylorville.
That was fun, but decorating this tree looks like a lot of work. I need a rest.
Aw, come on. You don't need a rest.
It won't be too bad. You'll perk up after we start the job.
I know what will help. Let's sing a song.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
I'm ready. There's lots of stuff in the decorations box.
Let me see.
Wow.
Where did they get the idea for all these great decorations?
We're going to trim the Christmas tree. As we do, you're going to see. It points the way to God above and tells of Jesus and his love.
Bells were going a message over a manger filled with hay where God's son, baby Jesus, was born on Christmas Day.
Angels' happy voices sang of goodwill here on earth. They told the shepherds in the field of the dear Savior's birth.
To guide the wise men on their way across the desert and the hills to find the place where Jesus lay.
We
Great job. The tree looks beautiful.
And it really wasn't too much work, was it?
I guess not. It does look good.
Wait, there's still something in the decorations box.
It's a baby.
A baby?
Why is there a baby in the box? The Christmas box.
And it came to pass that in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
All we taxed our own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
To be catched with Mary, a spouse's wife, the engagement child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she shall be delivered.
She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
She laid him in a manger because no room in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there is with an angel of multitudes of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God on the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heavens, the shepherds said to one another,
Let us go into Bethlehem and see this thing as which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste, found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger.
Mm-hmm.
Now when Jesus was born in Jerusalem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem,
saying, Where is he? For he is born king of the Jews. We have saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they found the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
Oh, I see.
Me too. This baby doll represents Jesus. He is no decoration. He is the reason we decorate and celebrate, the reason for the season.
They did great, didn't they? And no one jumped off the stage either. That always happens, but not tonight. Fantastic. Well, let me ask you, how many of you got your shopping done? One, two people, three, four, five. Did you get mine yet? You're not done. All right. Well, certainly one thing was missing on this tree is presents, right? That's almost a necessity. It was good to hear the children go through that Christmas story again. We only hear it at Christmas time, right? And it's good to be reminded of that. Let me ask you this about your children. Do they change their behavior when it starts to be Christmas time? Yeah. Oh, let me ask the grandparents, okay? Do the grandkids start being nicer around Christmas time? Yeah, they do, because they want more, they want better, they want whatever it is, right? Kids aren't stupid. Hey, they learned it from us, right? And they start behaving more so that they can get more of what they want, or maybe the bigger things that mom has already said no to, so they go to grandma, right, Sandy? yet. And the better they are, the more they get. That's kind of the concept, too, that's in culture. I mean, what's that Christmas song? You know, the naughty, being naughty or nice. Santa Claus is watching. If you're not nice, and if you're on the naughty list, you ain't getting nothing, right? And however, you know, it's easier for us to give to people when they're nice, isn't it? Versus someone that's not nice. Imagine if you in your workplace and the boss you work for, nobody likes, okay? Even his boss doesn't like him. His kids don't even like him. And that's the guy you work for. And so you're going to have your work Christmas party and you draw names to see who you're buying for. You get the boss's name, right? Ooh, that's tough, isn't it? What do you buy someone that you don't like? Well, never mind. We could come up with a few things. The idea of having to buy something for someone you don't like, that's tough to swallow because we don't like doing that. It's so much easier when we like them. Well, one verse that wasn't mentioned here tonight that I want to share with you, it's not really part of the Christmas story, but yet it is. If we could have that on the screen, it's found in Romans 5:8. Okay, I'll just quote it for you. But God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What an amazing verse that is. You see, that means that I didn't have to get good or be good for God to like me and give me that gift that he died on the cross to get for us. He did it, that verse says, while we were sinners, while nobody likes us. God died for me. That makes the gift all that much more special, doesn't it? If you have to be nice for it and earn it in a way, it's not really a gift, is it? Because you've earned it. But the gift that God gives, the gift that Jesus came to earth to get for us, the gift of salvation, having sins forgiven, that's given freely, and he paid for it while we were yet sinners. What an amazing gift that is. I'm glad that I have personally received that gift. And folks, that's what Christmas is all about, really. Christ dying on a cross. That's why he came. He said, this is why I've come. So that he could save men and women from their sins. And that's why we celebrate it every year. If the world stops celebrating it, we're still going to celebrate it. Because it's fundamental to us being in heaven one day, what Christ did for us on the cross. I hope that everyone here has done that. And yet, chances are, perhaps not everyone has. The Bible's very clear. The Bible says that we're all sinners and that we all deserve punishment in a place called hell. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that's a gift that's offered to us, to you, everyone, not just tonight, but every day. Will you accept that gift, though? What will you do with the gift that Jesus offers you? Let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, God, I pray that tonight, if someone has not received that gift, that they would choose to do so. With heads bowed and eyes closed, folks, let me just ask you, we're not going to have anyone stand up and come up or anything like that, but I do want to pray for you. This is such an important gift. You must know that you're going to heaven one day. Is there anyone here tonight that would say, by just raising your hand, say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I'm going to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that at all as I look across the room? Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm going to heaven. Would you pray for me? All right. Father in heaven, God, I pray that we would be sure before we leave here tonight. Father, I pray that as we leave here, if we are sure, that we would then share this gift with someone else. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, thank you so much.